Hello, my name is Dave, and this is our third podcast where we're spending time talking about our three friends, who I've called Charlie, Sam, and Alex, as a way to help you to understand how they work together, if you like, to create all of our experiences throughout each and every day. It might be that you've named those friends something else by now. If you haven't listened to the first two podcasts on understanding feelings and then nightmares and daymares, this is absolutely fine. If you haven't, perhaps you might speak with the adults in your life about that, as they could help you find it on the website so you can have a listen. So today we're going to talk about opinions and expectations, to help us understand how they can shape the way that we learn and think about things. We'll also talk about how we can remember someone's opinion and keep it with us as we get older, and how that can affect us as boys and girls and later as adults. When we're born, we're just little bundles of energy that have come into the world, and we don't worry about what people think or what people expect of us. We start to learn almost straight away, immediately, understanding how things might feel when we touch them. If something is hot or cold, hard or fluffy, dry or wet, how things smell, taste and sound and things like that. We start to learn about what is right and wrong, which is really guided by our friend Charlie. Remember the one that helps us to know whether it is safe to touch something, or whether it is safe to cross the road. We also start to learn by listening and watching things. Think of a sponge that we've soaked in water. If you haven't already done this, perhaps try it when you can. Soak a sponge in some water and you'll see that it absorbs the water before the water starts to drip all over the floor, which is something my children do a lot of over the bathroom floor. Well, in a similar way, boys and girls are just like sponges absorbing the water. The water for us, though, are the things that we are learning through listening, watching, and doing what we do, as I mentioned a short moment ago. We're filling our sponge with information about the world around us all of the time, and this is how we make sense of things. If we think about it a little bit more, the people we have in our lives might say something that we remember and we can consider it to be true. We might read something that someone has written about us or even someone else. Or we might watch how someone behaves and we start to think that is the right way to be. If I give you some examples, it might help to explain what I mean. We will never be good enough. It is our fault why bad things happen. We must do what we're being asked or told to do. Otherwise, we can't hang around with that group that everyone else sees as being cool. We can't dance. And I'll talk about that one further in a moment. We're not clever enough. We must achieve certain things to be successful. We must look a certain way or be a particular weight for people to like us. Do any of these sound familiar to you? Whether it is these or something else but similar. All those things that I've mentioned are either opinions or expectations. It doesn't mean they are true. We can choose whether to believe those opinions or expectations, or at least to question them, or whether we want to take them as seriously. There might be other opinions that I haven't mentioned that you can think of. When I was around 12 years old, I used to go to a youth club every 2 weeks, where a lot of boys and girls, all of similar age to me, liked to dance. I remember one boy said to me, "You can't dance." Just those three words stuck with me for about 3 or 4 years, which was an important time for me, as I remember not feeling confident to dance at the youth club for a while. I even avoided going so I didn't have to think about dancing. On one occasion, I drank alcohol before going to that youth club, as I thought that would give me confidence to dance in front of others. And it didn't work like that. That friend, Charlie, who never judges us but always helps to guide us, helped me to understand that wasn't the best way to behave. I also decided not to take things so seriously, especially as it was because of someone else's opinion. After all, could he dance? Could that other boy dance? I don't know whether he could. It would only be mine or someone else's opinion anyway, saying whether he could or not. Like it was just his opinion of me. An opinion from someone isn't real. It's not true. It's not to say that it doesn't feel real, and it doesn't affect the way we think about things. For me, I then didn't feel confident to dance at a school disco or even at family parties, and I worried about being asked to dance and things like that. Alex, that friend that brings alive our experiences, made it feel like everyone was watching me and were laughing at my dancing. And Charlie, the friend with the wisdom, eventually guided me to question that. Perhaps another way we could think about it is, why is that person saying we can't do something? Or why do we need to do something to fit in? Or look a certain way to be liked? What are their reasons for saying things like that, I wonder? I wonder if that person is insecure or worried about something themselves. I would really like to encourage you, with the gift that you have, to allow Charlie, that friend who always has our back and doesn't judge us, to guide us and be curious about what we're thinking and wonder whether it is true what someone has said. Also, is it really important what that person's opinion was, and do we need to take it so seriously? In doing that, we're thinking about that other person rather than ourselves, which can be a nice thing to do and helps to take the pressure off ourselves. After all, it wasn't your opinion or expectation, it was somebody else's. Is that person worried about their own dancing ability? Or are they worried about how others see them, not only on the dance floor, but in other areas of their life, such as in sport, being liked, being intelligent, or being attractive enough? If you could question someone else's opinion or expectation, and it might not even be about you, it might be something you read or hear or you might just find that opinion doesn't really mean anything at all, leaving you feeling able to question new opinions as they come up. Things could be more fun if we do this. I hope this podcast has been interesting for you, and if you have any other ideas for what you'd like me to talk about in other podcasts, please let the adult know who suggested you listen to this, and I'll do my very best to talk about it. We'll talk more about Charlie, Sam and Alex next time. Bye for now, and hopefully speak again soon.